You've talked, obviously, to race riot survivors. Mm-hmm. How many do we have living now? Do you know?
I would say the number is in the 60s. Initially, during the Race Riot Commission study, about 170. So in the last 8 years, that number's dwindled to 60-some.
Some of them can remember, I suppose, and some of them cannot because of age. They were so young at the time. Can you recall some of your conversations, their comments, and what they may have said? Is there a theme? Is there anything that you can draw from those conversations?
No, other than all of them are elated that this whole riot thing now is coming out and it's being talked about. And there is an effort to recognize history, all-inclusive, not just selective. Most of them are appreciative of that fact. I've talked to some who have said their interest is not monetary, but their interest is more of having something here that's going to outlive them for generations to come to learn. I think that's what we're accomplishing with the park and the center. Mm-hmm. They're more interested in bricks and mortar than they are in money.
Here we are in June of 2010. The image of Tulsa is different somewhat today than it was back then in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, because today minorities are not just blacks, but now Hispanics live in the city as well. They believe that sometime soon Hispanics, as minorities now, could become the new majority. I attended a seminar. It was just for a meeting. The symposium, it was conducted here, John Hope Franklin Symposium. And I started thinking when I left there, could a race riot break out today?
It's not out of the realm of possibility, I would say. Simply because, well, if you look at riots in general and the reasons, they're different from the early 1900s. To the time of the Rothschild, for instance. It just occurred for different reasons. There could be a different reason that a riot could start today, where the early 1900s, it had more to do with color than anything. Today, or during even watch, might have more to do with lack of opportunity or historical denial or historical neglect. You know, we're a prosperous city here in Tulsa. There's no real significant reason why one part of town looks markedly different than another. And one part of town doesn't have the proper infrastructure as the other. So being denied what a lot of citizens believe and is a right of citizenship could start a riot. Good.
You know, you're so well known in our whole town, but particularly in North Tulsa. Why have you not run, say, for city council, run for office, state legislature? I'm sure you've been asked, but you haven't done so. You think you could have been effective doing that?
That's a good question. I think I am or have been more effective doing what I'm doing, and I've been able to do more, be more vocal than if I were an elected official. I've often thought about that. I don't think running for city council or state legislator would put me in a position to have an impact. The numbers just don't work on your side.
Right.
You're always in the minority. But some higher office, for instance, mayor. You can make an impact as a mayor, but I don't think Tulsa's ready for that. I don't think Tulsa's ready to elect an African-American mayor. I also thought the United States wasn't ready to elect an African-American president, but you know, I'm more in tune with Tulsa than I am with the country at large. And I just don't think they're ready. They may be. I may be fooling myself.
The only way I would see it is if you have some of these young people today come along and they're so charismatic that people are able to connect with them immediately. I like your message. I like your style. I like the way you are. That could happen, but it has
to be. It could happen, but then, you know, I have to reflect back on some of the things that are said about Barack Obama are just ridiculous. I mean, they're totally ridiculous. And it's all centered around the fact that he's black.
The questioning of his birth, you mean, and
right.
things?
Right, and that he's a Muslim because right. his name is Barack Obama yeah. or his dad was a Muslim. Well, he's a Christian. But some of the stuff I've heard is just ridiculous. It's just totally ridiculous.
Well, we have a feeling of right-wing, of anti-government. We have militiamen talking. We have all this that's happening right now. You think it's because he is black?
Oh, yeah. Think about this. You've heard and read and seen of these militia and these people showing up at these rallies with AK-47s. And, you know, as a citizen, they have a right to carry these guns. What do you think would happen if those people doing that were black? They would have never been able to get off the bus carrying an AK-47 in public, dressing like a militia, armed. They wouldn't have gotten off the bus. They would have been immediately taken to jail. Immediately. So you draw your own conclusion from it.
Are you resigned to the fact that racism will always exist to the very end of time and all we can do is try to reduce it somewhat?
Racism would not be eradicated in my lifetime or yours. Maybe in generations to come, maybe. Because we may end up someday not as a white society or a black society or a yellow society, but a mixed society. But that won't happen in my lifetime.
Because of technology today and the website like we're talking on right now, there can be generations to come. They listen to this. You have a message to youngsters of all races that you might like to impart to them.
It's important to understand not just your history personally, but the history of those around you. And by around you, I mean they don't have to be a close personal friend. They don't have to be an acquaintance in particular. But it's inevitable that your paths will cross. What's important is that you respect those that show you like respect. It's earned, not given. I like to reflect upon what a football coach told me once. What you do, speak so loud, don't need to hear what you say.
So how would you like to be remembered by those generations that are not born yet?
As a person who cared, a person who committed themselves to making a difference, to understanding other cultures and respect them, whether I agree with them or not. It's okay to agree to disagree. And as long as you live by that, life should be pretty well for most of us. We're not going to always find agreement with everybody, but that's okay, because the greatest gift we're given is the gift of choice, and that's what it boils down to. You have a choice. Exercise it to a point or in a way that's not only going to benefit you, but it's going to benefit your community, it's going to benefit your friends, your family. Make it a better world.
Very good. Well, I thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you.
I've found it very interesting, and we've captured this now for this website, and those who listen in, I'm sure will learn a lot. And insight that probably some are going to drop their jaws and say, wow, I can't believe that.
Well, it's all true.